Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers that are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in the daily life. And this is Heather Rowan Robbins. I am speaking to you tonight from the Flathead Valley of Montana, surrounded with forest fires, but we're safe here at the moment. And I am normally joined by Ann Ortley and Mark Wilkes, who are not here yet, but might be here any moment. And this is the week after the eclipse. What a week it is. How intense this process was for so many people. And, you know, it was a new moon in Leo, so both the sun and moon in Leo, it was billed as the greatest show on earth, and some people had a wonderful time, and in the best of Leo performance art, we gathered together to share a moment, and so many people did that. I chose to spend it by myself because I take a more, you know, the Navajo approach of, you know, the sun is dying and the sun is being reborn, spend a minute contemplating what you want to shed and what you want to bring back. But I saw some beautiful and powerful magic going on through this last eclipse. But it did bring things to a head. We talk about it bringing literally things to a boil. And I think I'm joined here by Mark Wilkes. Is that right, Mark?
Yes, hello. Hello, Heather. It's Mark.
How are you?
Good.
How was
Good.
Your eclipse?
What's going on? Oh, it was nice. It was mm-hmm. kind of a community event in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Many people were outside, just kind of every fifth person was saying, "What's going on?" And all the other four would explain to them, "Oh, this is a solar eclipse."
That's beautiful. Yeah. I remember watching a lunar eclipse on the corner with 40 other people in New York City, and it was a real communal event.
Yeah.
And I would say that's the best of the sun and moon in Leo is that we do share a performance art together, that we share a moment and bond in that feeling. And America really lived that out. And they played it to the hilt this time, which was lovely. Now, it also brought things to a head. And we Anne was talking last week about how it can, you know, she said it can bring things, you know, like a pimple that finally comes to a head and you can finally get it, clear it, which is a pretty funny description. But we heard from one of our regular listeners that she indeed had that happen, two eruptions, two boils on her body that came to a head that she had to go to the hospital to treat on the day of the eclipse, which was pretty funny, quite literally.
Yeah.
We were thinking of it more symbolically. But
right.
It happened right on Donald Trump's ascendant and on his Mars. And I think that the fear of being eclipsed really stimulated his Mars and activated the part of him that, you know, is sending more troops to Afghanistan. Did you notice the eclipse in any of your clients' charts or in your own?
Well, the most noticeable one was the one you just mentioned, mm-hmm. that little story.
Mm-hmm.
And that is interesting, mm-hmm. that a lot of times we can express these things physically. And
mm-hmm.
that's kind of an interesting way to do it, you know, because
mm-hmm.
the energy wants to flow.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, let it form a pimple and then let it burst. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
it got to do its thing and nobody's the worse off for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
And in some ways, I think that is not to diminish the political difficulties that are going on in the country at the moment, but the idea that the infection of racism had to come to a boil so we could see it, and maybe now we can actually get to it.
Right.
And there might be other places in our lives where we can feel how that's happening for us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we're definitely in a phase right now in this country of examining racial issues.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some hard lines are being drawn. And that's a good thing. That people are going ahead and saying some pretty drastic things. Let it be drastic, because it is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then it can be dealt with. If it
mm-hmm.
keeps, you know, people keep sort of keeping it to themselves, then it's not out there for examination.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're moving to a point where, as a public people,
mm-hmm.
we will make decisions about, you know, what is acceptable to us and what isn't.
Right.
And it's not necessarily what's right, what's wrong. It's what's acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all have a particular right. set of what's right, what's wrong, you know. And
mm-hmm.
it doesn't work for any of us to impose our right and wrong on the others. But instead, we have to meet as a group and say, well, if we put all of our rights and wrongs on the table and move them around a little and try to make something out of them, we'll come up with what's acceptable.
And, you know, I'm looking at the where the eclipse fell in the American chart. We have Pluto at 27 Capricorn and in the moon at 27 Aquarius, approximately, if we're looking at the standard July 4th, 7076, 5:15 p.m. Philadelphia chart,
yeah.
which is the mythic American chart. So the eclipse was very close to oppose the moon in the ninth house of faraway places, higher education, our role in the world globe picture, which I think is really what felt eclipsed in that America's role as arbiter and leader is really under fire at the moment. So,
right.
But again, this gives us a chance to say, how do we speak up in a good way and make come back to some of the core values that are worthy underneath.
Right.
Well, the day after, a few hours after the eclipse, the moon went into Virgo, and then yesterday the sun went into Virgo, and we can already feel this workload picking up. I mean, the eclipse was also the last gasp of the summer, not the last gasp, because Mercury and Venus and both go into Leo soon, but it was a last flurry of major activity of wanting to be out there and about. But now we have this super industriousness, and I've heard from so many people today, they're trying to get everything in line for the fall. School kids are getting their school stuff. My grandchildren are trying to get their roller derby schedule set up. I'm trying to deal with a backlog of emails. But Mercury is retrograde. Mercury, the ruler of Virgo, is retrograde, and it has been so complicated to get through the difficulties. And I'm hearing that from so many people, that the industriousness of the Virgo is really clashing with the Mercury retrograde. Says it's not time to move forward. You're still deal with what's on your plate. Remember where you are. Remember what you were doing. Especially as Saturn goes direct this week. And Saturn's been retrograde since early April, and we may be having to pick up a body of work that we let go in April, and are now we need to take it forward.
Yeah. Yeah, so look for that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, pick it up, do the work.
Mm-hmm.
It usually what happens is during that retrograde period, whatever was going on before, it gets sort of quietly resolved, you know,
mm-hmm,
things get worked out so that you're ready to pick it up again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm. That's, yeah, and I'm also thinking that, you know, the questions in America about who's the authority, Saturn, who knows what they're talking about. All of that, also, the question of chain of command and authority is coming up. Saturn also, quite literally, often has to do with a wall. I remember when Saturn conjunct Neptune back in the mid-80s, that was the week that the Berlin Wall fell. And it's interesting now, as Saturn turns direct, that there's more kerfuffle on the nature of the wall and on the Mexican border.
Right.
Now, Jupiter and Saturn sextile this week, and usually when I see Jupiter and Saturn getting along, we see the Republicans and the Democrats finding some common denominator. They may not agree on programs, they may not want to admit it, but they may all be working to, you know, deal with a foreign cause, or they create unusual alliances during that time.
Well, I think this time around what they did is they went off on recess.
They went off on recess together. They're bonding on not doing that.
Yeah, they've all agreed to go away.
So, do you have any more thoughts on Mercury retrograde? Or where, I know we didn't really get any callers last week, so I'd be happy to take a few extra today. If anybody wants to call in, the number is 347-215-8881. And when you call in, you have to press 1 to raise your hand, and then I can call on you. So do you have anything more to add about the transits of this week that you'd like to share with people?
Well, I think that it is worth keeping in mind the Saturn station, because that is a big deal. Saturn really is important in our lives, and because we always need structure and we need authority, but we need to be our own authority as well. When Saturn stations, it's kind of a moment for each of us to look and see in what way am I my own authority? And
excellent.
You know, and the more that I can do that, the more I'm willing to take on. Then I don't need so much another authority telling me what it is. You know, and that's not to say that we don't need outside authority, but rather we can get ourselves ready to work with that outside authority. Because it's always there, and you know, as a person, the more that I'm willing to use my own sense of authority, the less I have to have it imposed. But as long as I'm not picking that up, then it will be imposed. So it's kind of, there's this moment when Saturn stations from moving in one direction, going to another direction, where I'm invited to look and see, is there something else I'd like to structure for my life? So use that this whole week. It doesn't have to be just Friday, but the whole week that energy is there, that Saturn is kind of pausing, taking a breath, a big breath. And during that big breath, we get to take a breath too and look around and say, is this how I want my life to be structured?
Right. And if not, how do I want to restructure it? How do I work at the foundations up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Excellent. On that note, let's take a caller. Hello, 720, you're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Good. I'd like to, if I could, give you my son's birth chart. He has recently moved back in with me, and I'm just wondering what it shows for him as far as changes in his career or, you know, just changes in his life in general.
Okay.
So he was born November 15th, 1990, in Oceanside, California, at 2:16 a.m.
Okay. And how long was he out of the house?
Well, he did 4 years in the Air Force, and then he kind of just wandered around with friends and here and there, and he's very involved in the entertainment business, and so he travels around as freelance for creative reasons, and was laid off recently and is now back here and ready to move on to something else, but he doesn't know what. So I'm just wondering if maybe his chart would show something.
And when you said that he's working on in the entertainment business and he's traveling around, freelance,
yes,
what?
With photography and video and whatnot, which he absolutely loves.
Absolutely loves, and loves being outside, and loves connecting with the natural world.
Oh yeah!
It looks like, you know, there was one of the things that I see in his chart. He's a Scorpio. He was born at the dark of the moon in Scorpio, so right before the new moon, and someone who is very good at what he's very good at and not interested in what he's not interested in.
Absolutely.
You can't push him out of that.
Okay.
With the Libra rising, you know, he appears very nice. He's got good social connections and all of this. But I see that Uranus, Neptune and Capricorn and Saturn are all in Capricorn in his fourth house. And he responds well to outside discipline, and he will respond well to creating his own, but he hasn't really created his own Saturn, his own personal authority, his own structure, his own solidness. And he's heading into his Saturn return. And Pluto is sitting, going back and forth over his Saturn this year. So this is the year. This year and next year are sort of the peak of him reclaiming his authority from the military. And it's not that he gave his authority away. It's just that he didn't have to invent his discipline when it was built in.
Yeah.
So hyper-focused side, but then he has Mercury in Sagittarius, which is interested in everything. Opposed Mars.
Yeah, absolutely.
Little, almost ADD quality to it.
Yeah.
I've always thought that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So
just
Mark,
cannot sit still.
Right. Mark.
Long enough to figure it out.
Pluto on his Saturn. And again, it's going to be so important that you set healthy limits for you, but that you not tell him what to do, because he's really got to find his own motivation and his own purpose. Mark, what would you say about...
Yes, he's too creative, I think, and so I agree.
It's more like he hasn't found the core discipline yet. Mark, what would you say about a young man that's got Pluto sitting on his Saturn heading into a Saturn return?
Well, the good news is that he's going to make decisions over the next couple of years that will really give him something to build. And he sort of can't help it. But, you know, it's a little bit like, you know, parents always give their children the advice of choose your friends wisely because they will affect, you know, who you are. Well, in this case, he needs to make his decisions wisely because they're setting him up for the next 30 years. It's not just a 2-year decision. He's setting up a whole structure. It's the Saturn cycle. And Pluto on his natal Saturn is giving him permission to really change things. Now, he's kind of a free spirit at the moment, so it's not like he has to undo anything. You know. And that makes it easier because a lot of times when Pluto comes and transits to Saturn, you end up having to undo a lot of stuff, and that can be difficult. But luckily, he doesn't have that step. because
okay.
he's just kind of marching into this as a freelancer.
Yeah.
So
I just wonder where
he's
going to end up because he,
yeah.
you know, every time he comes home from a tour, well, I think I want to, you know, the latest thing is I really do believe that I'm going to settle down in Washington or Oregon because those are the places where I feel like I belong. And
mm-hmm.
he has no plans. So I'm just wondering when is everything
and
going
to, and I don't
to,
see
you know,
that happening, by the way, if you're talking to him. That's a good
mm-hmm.
place for him to visit, but there's not much going on for him career-wise there.
Mm-hmm.
He has a good Jupiter through the midheaven, through New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York,
uh-huh.
Philadelphia, Washington.
Okay.
That area has a little bit more going on for him work-wise,
mm-hmm.
but he also might find that the middle of the country goes right from Houston up through Minneapolis is is Saturn on the IC line, which is a tough place for him to live right now, but it might be what he takes in the long run. I would ask you, Mom,
right.
to stand back and go, I believe in you, son.
Yes.
And I have.
Find this, and I'm not doing your laundry, and this is how much you pay for rent while you're here. Make
yeah, and then meanwhile, you have to see what works for you.
Right.
So,
yeah.
You
thank
know, he's
we haven't had
bit,
that talk.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
he's going to be a little bit like a puppy dog. You know,
mm-hmm.
excited in this, excited in that, and you don't want to just quote, you know, squelch any of that. You know,
mm-hmm.
you don't
yeah.
want to squash it, but you do have to set some limits and just say, well. You know, you can run and jump in the den, but not in the living room, you know.
Right.
That kind of thing.
I can
yeah.
do that.
And you have to say, you know, I know that you you have to know that if he does it because you told him to, then he doesn't own it. And
yeah.
then he'll keep
okay.
doing it again and over again.
Okay.
So just know that
I got
in
2
years... He'll know what to do. Right now, you have to let
mm-hmm.
him find himself. Okay?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I'm,
yeah.
I'm going to
I got it.
By here and take
thank
on
you.
The next person. Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Good,
all
you're
right.
welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on the air. How can I help you?
Good evening. Thank you. Before I ask my question, I just wanted to let you know I'm an insurance adjuster, and we handle business and farm claims across the country.
Yep.
And with the eclipse, we've had a lot of fire claims, a lot of big theft claims. Our customers are extremely short-tempered. I mean, obviously, in the
yep.
claims office, people are always yelling, you know, but
mm-hmm.
the fuses are extremely short. Everybody's kind of talking about that. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's just really interesting. And unexpected deaths with people I know. So it's just been an interesting observation. So I wanted to just share that.
Yeah,
well,
thanks for mentioning.
And I hope it calms down a bit in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
But it may take a while.
Yeah, because it's really
yeah.
hard when everybody's on fire, literally.
Right.
My question is mm-hmm. about my husband.
Mm-hmm.
Date of birth is June 12th, 1958.
Mm-hmm.
6:54 a.m., Wausau, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is about his work. He seems to have struggled a lot always with work, and
mm-hmm.
he just seems to be not happy right now, and I'm not
mm-hmm.
quite sure how I can best support him. Something's going on, and I'm not quite sure how to support him.
Again, you know, I see, Mark, that his moon is at 25 degrees of Aries in his 10th house. Uranus has been going back and forth, squaring his moon, and he's not feeling at home at work at all. Has there been some recent change with the staff directly above him?
He did last year go through a really bad situation, and he just up and quit where
mm-hmm,
he was working,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
he's just been kind of floundering for a while. And right. he just received an opportunity, but I can tell he really doesn't want it. I feel like he just doesn't want it.
Was
and
he
I don't
so
know how to.
Rebellious? He hates
me?
Being told. He has his moon in Aries like I do. And moon in Aries absolutely hate being told what to do.
Yeah.
And he has his moon and Mars and South Node in Aries. So he knows what he doesn't want to do, but he's not sure what he does want.
Yeah.
He kind of has
that
to be,
is...
if he could be self-employed or the head of his little division or, you know, he needs to rebel into his own career.
And he has been doing that since about 2003 because he
mm-hmm.
had to quit
mm-hmm.
his work to care for our son because he was sick. And so he did start his own business. And
mm-hmm.
he has
mm-hmm.
and he's a handyman. He can fix anything.
Mm-hmm.
You
anything.
Know, and then he kind of got, yep, anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, now he got a job, but I can tell he doesn't want to work for someone else. He just wants
mm-hmm.
to do his, he wants to march to his own beat. So I just
yeah.
I don't know how I can support him.
You can't.
I mean,
you can say, go ahead. Can you? How are you doing financially with your own work?
Well, I've been doing the same work for 25 years, and I have been supporting the family. You know, I basically do pay all the bills.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows I'm exhausted from that. You
okay.
know, it just means I just, you know, but. I really try not to complain about it, you know.
He can,
it would
he can
be nice.
Take it strong. But what you can say
yeah.
to him is, I am exhausted. Somehow, I don't care how you do it. I would love if you did it on your own, but I need you to pay these bills. And just like take one more bill this month, and in 6 months, take another bill. And I'll be the steady Eddie here, and you run ahead and do your work. But if you don't want to work for somebody else, you got to promote yourself so that you do it however you want to do it, but you pay some of your bills. Because
yeah.
I can't do it. I mean, you have to be, if you're honest and say, help me figure out how to solve this. He likes being the hero. And he likes
yes.
being, you know, solving the problem. And he wants to be there for you. But he has to come up to his own way. You can't tell him what to do. You can just tell him that you're exhausted and you need help. And
yeah.
tell him that you believe
and
in
make,
him.
Making it concrete, like, you know, naming two or three bills. Let's say that's your job every month, pay those bills.
Mm-hmm.
That'll help
mm-hmm.
him get creative.
Mm-hmm.
Just say,
okay.
oh, somehow
mm-hmm.
I got to come up
mm-hmm.
with a couple hundred dollars. How am I going to
mm-hmm.
do that this month? And he can do something
right.
different every month. That's
mm-hmm.
fine. If he prefers
mm-hmm.
that to study work. But if
mm-hmm.
he doesn't know why he's doing it, then it's going to be hard for him to create it. But if he says, I'm doing this because I need to pay this money and that money, then the solution will come to him. And again, it might
okay.
be month by month, different this month than last month.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
Until you hand him that plate and say, this is, you know, this stuff is on your plate.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to keep him floundering.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, so you
yep.
need to have that discussion and just say,
yeah.
okay.
and you can tell him, I just can't do it anymore.
And this eclipse
okay.
is a good reason to do that. It's just saying, what's not working, we have to stop.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And as Heather says, he likes to be
mm-hmm.
the hero. So,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
you can play on that. So you
mm-hmm.
got to save the family here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. Right. Well, good. Well,
and
thank you very much. Yeah.
Good luck on that. And
yeah.
The...
yeah. Have that conversation and,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
couch it in terms of not how he's going to do it, but what he's going to do. So
right.
he has
okay.
certain things and then encourage him to be creative in how he goes about solving that problem.
Okay. Well, thank you very
yeah.
much. I appreciate
You're
that.
You're welcome.
Good luck.
Have a nice evening. Thank you.
You too.
Okay,
and
thank you.
Thank you for your input about the fires.
Oh, yeah. It's been
yes.
a theft, very large theft.
We're going to say goodbye. Our time is up. This is Heather Rowan Robbins, and that's rowanrobbins.com, and that we're and normally Ann Ortley is with us. And Mark, what's your website?
Dharma Rising, dharmarising.com.
And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Okay. Thanks. Good night.